Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2015. I want to, first of all, thank you for tuning in today. I am back from Maui, Hawaii. We spent a whole month there and it was absolutely amazing. I've got an interesting show for you today. It's been a while since I've done an episode. It's been very difficult with all the traveling that I've been doing, so I'm going to do some catch up. Where we left off last time was we were just about to go to the International Plant-Based Healthcare Conference in Anaheim, California, the most widely attended by medical doctors conference out there, the most prestigious conference out there in the plant-based world, where all the greats were speaking, and it's the most highly attended conference by medical doctors. We had over 500 physicians in the room learning how to heal and treat patients using a plant-based approach, which is absolutely amazing. My wife, Dr. Brooke Goldner, who's also the vegan medical doctor, she spoke on stage, blew the audience away. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But what I want to do for you is do a summary of, let me go through and give you some of the highlights of all of the information that I learned from there, which was just fascinating from all the heavy weights, the people that, the physicians and the researchers that are just shaping the plant-based movement from a health standpoint. I want you to have this information too. It was just absolutely amazing. And also, before I begin, big, huge announcement, Brooke's book, the Vegan Medical Doctor's book, Goodbye Lupus, went bestseller. Yeah, couldn't believe it. We didn't even do any launch or anything like that. I mean, we just got back from the conference and got to our condo in Maui and loaded up the computer and boom, there it was. It said number one bestseller. Couldn't believe it. Yep, Goodbye Lupus is a best-selling book. How to reverse disease using a plant-based approach. So if you haven't gotten your copy today, it's on Amazon. Goodbye Lupus. Go check it out. Let's get into the summary of the plant-based healthcare conference. What a good time it was. So first of all, the first thing that happened was Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn was recognized for all of his work, amazing work that he's been doing. He received an amazing award. It was very, very cool to see it. One of the biggest keynote speakers who was featured there is Dr. Kim Williams. Why Dr. Kim Williams was such an important person to be there is that he's kind of a superstar in the medical community. You see, Dr. Kim Williams, he's been involved with research. He's been running some of the largest clinics and studies. Dr. Kim Williams, when he presented, he was showing a series of studies that show that a high protein diet from meat kills you. This is basically what all of his research showed that he presented. High protein diet from meat kills you, but a high protein diet from plants does not. How cool is that? He also says that with what's going on and what he's seen through the different patients that are coming through the hospitals, he says sugar is the new meat. So as vegans, we know meat kills you, but sugar has become the new meat, meaning sugar has become just as dangerous for affecting your health negatively as meat is. Isn't that amazing? Sugar and meat on the same scale of danger. He also said that higher heme iron, that's iron attached with hemoglobin that's attached, and you only get that from animals, not plants, led to an increased cardiac mortality. That means more heart attacks, people dying of heart disease. So don't drink the blood of animals. That's easy for us vegans to understand that. We don't do that. So in conclusion, it's just better to be vegan. Great. So if you're on a plant-based diet or if you're moving more towards plant-based, good for you, because what you're doing is you're saving your heart and you're saving your life. Dr. Kim Williams also talked about fatty acid metabolism. a second, and he was talking about alcohol, which was really, really kind of sad to hear, because especially when I go to Vegas with Brooke, and we celebrate a lot, I love to have a drink. And when I was in Maui, we're drinking lots of cocktails in the evening. Those are kind of, well, not lots of cocktails. It was just in the evening, we like to enjoy a drink or two, and we did it almost every single night, which was a lot of fun. But he said that for those of you who are interested in losing weight, losing body fat, the moment you consume alcohol, you immediately shut off all fatty acid metabolism. I wanted to cry when I heard that. I wanted to cry. The moment you consume alcohol, you immediately shut off all fatty acid metabolism. Colin Campbell then got up. Oh my goodness, you should have seen the round of applause that he got. My goodness, Colin Campbell up there on stage. We sat right behind him. And then he went up on stage to do his presentation. Here's some of the highlights from his talk. Nutrition controls cancer growth. Nutrition controls gene expression. Animal and plant-based proteins act differently. Once protein consumption per percentage of calories exceeded 12%, cancer expression shot through the roof. The minimum amount of protein for human consumption needs is 5 to 6%. Now, this is going back and forth. See, we're not the studies that were done, especially when it came from protein consumption, had to do, well, the protein that was being used was animal-based protein. So we're not quite sure what the cancer expression is truly going to be when it comes to consuming plant-based proteins, at least from what Colin Campbell is saying. I get this question a lot, though, from a lot of people. What is the minimum amount of protein that I need? And this is really cool. 5 to 6% of all the food that you eat. That's it. That's all it takes to be able to meet your minimum human needs. A whole plant-based food approach automatically is enough to supply the ideal percentage of protein needed for humans as is. So we've said this many times before, is that when it comes to protein to just get by or to just survive and just to be functioning normally, you don't even have to look or count the grams. You don't have to count it at all. Campbell, Dr. Campbell, was almost laughing at the whole idea of counting your grams of protein. From just a regular health standpoint, I'm going to agree with him. You don't need to do that. You do not need to do that. When it comes to bodybuilding, when it comes to increasing muscle mass and muscle size, I think it's a helpful practice so that you're at least getting a minimum in and you also identify what the minimum is for you to consistently build muscle as long as you have all the other ingredients in place. He also said that whole food plant-based diets treat and cure diseases. He said something I thought was so beautiful. This has a lot to do with it. This completely is congruent with what we teach in our metabolism courses. Each cell is a universe. So you want to forget the individual number of nutrients in different whole foods like kale versus spinach or celery and so on, and just eat whole foods. Forget about the number of individual nutrients. How often have you found yourself, or have you heard conversations where they're talking about one specific nutrient versus another? Campbell basically says, don't even get into that discussion. Just eat whole foods and you'll be fine. You're going to get everything that you need. He says that the number one cause of death is nutritional ignorance, not knowing what you're eating, not knowing what the impact is of what you're eating. And he says, basically, if you just eat a nice, varied, whole food, plant-based diet, you're going to be fine. You won't have the nutritional ignorance that so many folks have that are not eating a whole food plant-based diet. I'm going to encourage you. This is what we do. We make our whole food plant-based smoothies the cornerstone of our nutrition. Think of it this way. We fill an entire Vitamix blender just full of things like kale, spinach, field greens, a little bit of fruit, our flax seeds, a huge amount of water, which is the same thing as eating several huge bowls full of the same exact ingredients. The only difference is you'd call one a salad and you call the other one a drink. That's it. All you're doing is just changing the way that you consume your food, but it's the same food. It's the same food. So you know, most people would agree with me that if you added like 8 more bowls of healthy green salad to your diet every single day, you're going to see a dramatic increase in your health. That's it. That's all a smoothie is. Make a green smoothie because it allows you to consume several bowls of salad, which would normally take you 10 to 20 minutes to eat. You can slam that down in 60 seconds. I encourage you to do the same thing. And if you follow that, if you take that approach, then you're going to be fitting all within Dr. Colin Campbell's guidelines of making sure you're eating plenty, huge amounts of whole plant-based foods. I'm going to cut it here. We're already at 10 minutes into this episode. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up where I left off on the next one. So I hope you enjoyed that. I got a lot more tidbits from all the great doctors that shared and presented at the International Plant-Based Healthcare Nutrition Conference. You got to make that next year. Next year, I think, again, it's going to be in Anaheim, I believe. And if it's not it is in Anaheim. I think it's going to be at the Marriott Suites in Anaheim, California. Next year. And you got to go there. I mean, shoot, it's been growing and growing and growing. And the people that you're going to meet there are absolutely exceptional, not just the participants, but the speakers as well. And they're there. Most of them hang around, which is so cool. You're going to get to be able to chat with them and talk to them. Anyway, let's see, a couple other things. Big announcement. So I got an email from Brenda Carey, editor-in-chief at Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine. I need to ask for your help on this. If you are a subscriber or you're familiar with that magazine, it's the only vegan fitness magazine in publication out there right now. It's one of the largest distributed magazines that have the word vegan in the title of it. And they're having an issue with the distribution company that puts them out at Whole Foods and other grocery stores. And what they're doing is they're taking down the quantities that are being put out at these grocery stores, which do not signify the sales of it. What's happening is you're seeing fewer and fewer of those magazines showing up at the stores that they've always been available at. And this is distressing because there's nothing that VHF magazine can do about it, and it's just the opinion of the supervisor or the distribution manager who just makes the decision to put or take off the shelves these magazines. So we fortunately have the power to influence this. Let's keep Vegan Health and Fitness magazine alive and on these shelves. So this is how you do this. I'm gonna need your help on this. As often as you can, go to Whole Foods, Sprouts, Farmers Market, any natural grocery store that you think should carry it or has carried it, and whether they have it or not. If they don't have it, if you do not see it there, please fill out using the store's comment form a request for Vegan Health and Fitness magazine. I can't stress to you how many of these we need all across the country. Please make it a habit to go there, get your friends, family members, anybody you know to please fill out a comment for at your local natural grocery store requesting for copies of that magazine to be put on their shelves. We really need this to happen. We really do. Because they're putting up all these paleo-based magazines and meat-eating magazines. And as these studies are showing, it's killing people. It's not just killing the planet and the animals. It's killing people. We can't do that. We can't let that happen. We got to let Vegan Health and Fitness magazine thrive so it can continue to inspire and educate people, whether they're vegan or not, a better approach, a more healthy, longer lasting approach to and more sustainable approach to body transformation and health. I thank you so much for doing that. Don't forget to get your free vegan muscle building guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. If you go to veganbodyrevolution.com, there's also a free course, audio download on how to raise your metabolism dramatically. We are going to be planning another amazing fitness and health seminar, our metabolic mastery, our famous metabolic mastery. Sometime soon, I'll give you some updates and details on that. We're also going to be doing a new webinar soon. We had a huge, huge response from our last webinar that we did on how to crush emotional eating. Everybody loved that. So we're going to do more of those. It's just a matter of figuring out, well, what topic do you want to learn about? What is it that you want more information about that we should do a webinar on? So if you've got any good suggestions, please send them my way. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we'll pick up where we left off on the next episode. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.